When we think about Matthew chapter 6 and verse 24, the words put forth there give us a strong exhortation and strong encouragement about the choice that we have to make in this life. Jesus says, "No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other." You cannot serve God and mammon. The impossibility put here first is that no one, no single person, has the capability of serving two masters. And you think about being in two different countries or having your allegiance or citizenship to two different countries at the same time. If those countries were warring against one another, how could you be loyal and serve one country and then on the other hand as well, serve another country and fight for them to stand up for what they believe in? Well, it would not be possible for you to fight that battle on both sides at the same time. It's an impossibility, Jesus says, to serve two masters. And the reason he gives is plain and simple. He says, why? For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. If you had your allegiance and your citizenship to one country, and as well you claim that you would have your allegiance and citizenship to another country at the same time, well, what would end up happening is that you would love one country more than the other, and you begin up hating the other one. And so you can't love one and love the other at the same time. And so the same reason being given there, or else you'll be loyal to the one and despise the other. Truly your allegiance will be seen in the end, whether you serve one side or the other. But the application Jesus ends with in this verse is that you cannot serve God and mammon. In spiritual warfare, you're either on God's side or you're on the side of the devil. And we're encouraged in books like Ephesians chapter 6, to take up the whole armor of God. Paul many times putting forth out there that we fight a good fight and encourages us to fight the good fight of faith just like he fought. We must fight and we must take up arms, but we must make a choice. And you also think back many years ago to the time of Joshua. In the end of his life, when he encouraged the people in Joshua chapter 24 and verse 15, he says, "Choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve." And he puts forth the option, whether the gods of the Amorites or the gods on the other side of the river. And then he says, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." He understood that you couldn't serve two masters, that you couldn't serve the earth and the things in it and serve yourself and the sensual desires while still trying to serve God at the same time, that you had to make a choice. Would it be the gods of this earth, or would it be the Almighty God, the God in heaven? Whom would you serve? And that's the question we must ask ourselves today. Who are we serving? Are we serving Satan, giving ourselves over to the lust of the flesh, fornication and adultery, lewdness, all those works of the flesh which are evident and are no doubt seen in this world? Are we fighting on that side? Are we choosing Satan as our master and taking up arms on the side of sin? Or are we serving God and choosing God over the earth and over the things of this earth, the sinful things? Fight the good fight of faith, but realize it's an impossibility to serve both God and mammon. Let go of the world and serve God.